hoping you could just clarify a bit your comment on Blake last night when you said you'd have more to say in a couple of weeks. That, I don't know, it seemed kind of cryptic and can lead to speculation. Can you clarify what you mean by that?
What was the question?
Just now or the one last night?
No, I got the one just now, the one last night.
Last night, you were asked about Blake and you said you'd have more to say in a couple of weeks.
I don't follow the media very much. My man Brownie every once in a while cues me in that he had taken some heat for his play. So I was going to wait for a couple of weeks when we get all our players in our lineup and tell you what I think of them.
We'll go next to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Weaver.
Paul, what did you take from your second period in terms of the defensive play and what you're working towards?
Yeah, I liked our game. I don't know how you measure the numbers. We had a flurry, like on the goal that they scored, the 3-2 goal, like right to that point. I really liked it, right? And then they get three whacks at it, so the numbers get bent. They get one more push on us, really, then the 6-on-5. So there's kind of the goal, another event, and then a 6-on-5, another not. I really liked our game.
We'll go next to Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good.
So, Paul, clearly it's a little frustrating taking the questions about Blake, and I think he's probably frustrated as well. I'm wondering if you think he's earned the right from what he's proven in his career to avoid criticism, or at the very least, he's earned a little bit of buffer from that criticism when it's perceived he's not playing his best hockey.
I just like you to be right about it. Like, right, you'll do your deep dives and analytics, and God, they do a job of telling you what five guys do. Like, the goal that you're beaking them on last night, you got put in a real tough spot by a back check by somebody else, right? And I'm sensitive to it because I've been in awe of this guy since I got here. His work ethic, like, he's unimpeachable in his character and how he runs that room and how he plays. He's got 11 points in 10 games. And yeah, shift length shorter, because I'm asking the whole hockey team to run their shift shorter. And that's what he does as a captain. He'll bolt off the ice as fast as he can to lead. So I'm not so much protective of Blake Wheeler. I'm more protective of the Winnipeg Jets. Like, you get a guy in your town that plays that hard and is such a fine, fine leader and a fine man. Let's be real careful. If his plus minus number isn't what you want, like, he's prorated out at about 88 points, man. And we're 10 games in, we're 6-3-1, you're beaking my captain. Yeah, I'm offended by it.
We'll go next to Jason Bell from the Free Press. Go ahead, Jason.
All right, Paul, take a little bit of a Zen moment and we'll all sing Kumbaya. I'm going to give you an easy one here, but it's a guy that we don't talk about much because it's we haven't really seen him, but the uncertainty of this season, Paul, you got to have a third goalie on your roster. It's a must. Have you spoken with Forsberg? I mean, and what's the common goal here for both sides?
There isn't a common goal here. I mean, it's you're never cheering for your third goalie to get in the net, but if he's got to get in the net, he's got to be ready and play. So maybe, I guess that's the common goal, is to keep all of these players on the taxi squad ready to go. I'm sorry, he's on our roster. So ready, those players ready to go. And if we need him to get into game, that he's sharp. That's what we're trying to do. He's trying to put himself in a position that if he gets that opportunity, he looks real good and fires up his career.
We'll go next to Lisa Dillman from The Athletic. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Paul. I was wondering what your thoughts were on Trevor Lewis before he joined your group and what he's brought to the so far in your time with him.
Yeah, see, he's an interesting guy because he's a little bit like Derek Forbert. Like, his name's been on the coach's board, right? When players think might be available, and he's got just an incredible reputation. So we have an LA connection, right, between Jamie Compon and Dave Lowry. And he just had such an incredible reputation. What I do think, though, I think he's faster. I think he's faster than I remember him. I think that the length of this pause for a bunch of players has really, really helped him, right? Because he is in just incredible shape. And I think he's gotten quicker. So I would put guys like Logan Stanley in that. We've had a number of guys that use that time. He's like one of those, we always talk about these great pros and in general, but it's specifically what he means is there's a consistency to their game because they understand their game, that it's not just all energy and, you know, he works hard every day. He's mentally engaged in everything that he does. That's why he's such a good penalty killer. So I thought he was going to be a good player for us, but he has exceeded my expectations.
We'll go back to Jason Bell from the Free Press. Go ahead, Jason.
Dylan DeMello kind of gave himself a middling grade, a little bit of a mixed bag was his words. He started off the season not in the lineup for real good reasons, but how have you seen his progress and what did you think he took a step last night with Stanley?
Yeah, I thought that he was last night. He was real good. I thought I don't know if the week off put him behind, but he wasn't at the game that we remember him playing. And then I thought he just got back to it. So I hadn't ever got to the point that I was concerned. I was aware of the fact that his play was under what we had expected to be, but also understood he missed a block of time off the ice and that early in the season with no exhibition games. That's a hard ramp up to get back into game. And last night he was back to his old self.
We'll go next to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Weber.
Sorry, what's Andrew Copp done the last couple of games to be your forward ice time leader?
Well, all the things, right? So he's getting power play time now. He's put our very A group on the penalty kill, and he's moved himself to play with Mark, and that puts you in big minutes. And his game has been fantastic, right? He and Mark, like there's a good synergy there because Andrew's ability to read plays. There was two or three times, and I'm sure you noticed last night, that Andrew ended up as the low forward and R in the ice, and Mark ended up on the wing. And there wasn't a switch off there. They just read it, right? That there wasn't a mistake made that Andrew got low. Andrew got low, and then now we don't have to run switch offs. And now we don't have to delay our defense because we're waiting for people to get to the right positions. That take a little bit of pressure off Mark, who's played with wingers that are almost pure wingers. Blake would get down low quite a bit for Mark at times, but there's something really good there. And it's interesting that I felt the same thing about Paul Stastny and Andrew. I think Andrew, and I feel the same way about Adam Lowry. What Andrew does is he makes nearly perfect reads defensively just about all the time. But what's different, and he's worked at this, right? He didn't just have a good summer. He's worked at his offensive game, his hands, his ability to make plays, and the confidence is coming with it.
And final question to Paul Friesen from The Sun. Go ahead, Frieser.
Well, did you expect more of a hard-hitting series than we've seen through two games?
You know what? I think they're in a schedule too. They're in a bit of a run here. They'll go play Saturday and they've got us again on the road. So I do think that you get into the back-to-backs, it just isn't quite as much. I also think that there's a bit of a playoffness to this, right? You can't run around in these games. Everybody feels the importance of every game. And both teams have shown at times a really lethal power play. So you don't want to be, you don't want to be casual with the penalties that you take because the cost is too high. So our first two games are basically overtime shootout games, right? So it's a one-goal event. Last night's a one-goal game. There has to be a level of intelligence in how these are played. So you can finish your checks if you got lots in the tank, but you can't go running around after those hits.